From Hebrews chapter 9.
我们一起来念希伯来书第九章。
It is a joy to be with you this morning and a great privilege to open God's word.
能够到这里来跟大家一起来学习神的话语，真是我的特权。
I'll be reading from the last verse in chapter 8 to the end of chapter 9.
Dr. Sweeney 会从第八章的最后一节一直读完第九章。
Let's listen to God's word.
我们来一起来聆听神的话语。
Can I just read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to translate. Just...
In speaking of a new covenant, he makes the first one obsolete. And what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. Now even the first covenant had regulations for worship and an earthly place of holiness. For a tent was prepared, the first section in which were the lampstand and the table and the bread of presence. It is called the holy place. Behind the second curtain was a second section called the most holy place, having the golden altar of incense and the Ark of Covenant covered on all sides with gold, in which was a golden urn holding the manna and Aaron's staff that budded and the tablets of the covenant. Above it were the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat. Of these things we cannot now speak in detail. These preparations having thus been made, the priests go regularly into the first section, performing their ritual duties, but into the second only the high priest goes, and he but once a year, and not without taking blood, which he offers for himself and for the unintentional sins of the people. By this, the Holy Spirit indicates that the way into the holy place is not yet opened as long as the first section is still standing, which is symbolic for the present age. According to this arrangement, gifts and sacrifices are offered that cannot perfect the conscience of the worshiper, but deal only with food and drink and various washings, regulations for the body imposed until the time of reformation. But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of defiled persons with the ashes of a heifer sanctify for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Therefore, he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promises, the promised eternal inheritance, since a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions committed under the first covenant. For where a will is involved, the death of the one who made it must be established. For a will takes effect only at death, since it is not in force as long as the one who made it is alive. Therefore, not even the first covenant was inaugurated without blood. For when every commandment of the law had been declared by Moses to all the people, he took the blood of calves and goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that God commanded for you." And in the same way, he sprinkled with the blood both the tent and all the vessels used in worship. Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Thus, it was necessary for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these rites, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has entered, not into holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself repeatedly, as the high priest enters the holy places every year with blood not his own, for then he would have had to suffer repeatedly since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God for his inerrant, truthful word to us today. Well, it's wonderful to be with you today. The only other time I was here was in 2010.
上一次我来的时候是在2010年。
And I came with some of my children.
我带着我的孩子过来的。And
my son Jonathan was with me.
我的儿子Jonathan和我在一起。
He had just graduated Wheaton College.
他从Wheaton College刚毕业。
And was preparing to teach.
正准备去教书。
And after that, he went to China.
之后他到中国去。
And he has been there for the last 3 years.
他在那儿一直待在过去三年一直待在中国。
Teaching in Chinese universities.
在中国的大学里面教书。
I didn't know then that I was sending my own son to China.
我没有，我直到我把我儿子送到中国去的时候，我才知道那边有人在中国，很多人在中国教书。
He's committed to be there for 4 years.
他签了4年的合同。
He was teaching at the University of Changchun.
他在
Yeah. And he's now at Jilin Normal University in Siping. And Pastor Biao has gone to visit Jonathan and spent time with him there. So I'm coming to have a new love for China and the Chinese people. They're taking care of my son. So thank you. We want to take good care of you. It's wonderful to be able to talk to him on my iPhone.
能够用手机给儿子打电话非常的好。
I can call him up and see his face.
我们可以打电话给他，还可以看见他的脸。
And it's like he's in the next room.
就像是他在隔壁房间一样。
Which makes it just a little bit easier.
使我们中间的这个交流能够方便一点。
Well, it's wonderful to be the leader of RTS in Orlando.
能够在这个RTS做校长也是非常荣幸的一件事情。
We train pastors and missionaries and teachers and counselors.
我们这个学校装备牧师、教师和这些传教士，还有
to have a mind for truth.
能够教导他们真理。
And a heart for God.
能够给他们有一个为神服事的心。
And a life for ministry.
能够让他们能有一个去差派被差派的生命。
And it's wonderful to have some Chinese students at RTS as well.
我们也看到很多的中国学生也在RTS念书。
And maybe some of you will consider becoming a student.
可能你们中间有些人也愿意去我们那边去读书。
On the back table, I put some literature.
在后面的桌子上面放了一些单张。
And some copies of the new RTS magazine.
和一些RTS的一些杂志。
If you sign your name, we'll send you a copy regularly.
如果你签名的话，我可以把这些杂志能够按时都送给你。
Well, this week was Reformation Day.
这个星期是一个庆祝宗教改革的一个。
Although most people around here were celebrating Halloween.
尽管大家在过去的一周年都在庆祝万圣节。
But for us, Reformation Day matters.
对于我们来说，这个改革日是非常重要。October
31st.
10月31日。
So now we stand between Reformation Day and Advent.
So 我们站在这个改革中和。
Which begins on November 30th.
是在10月30号。
One month.
Advent Day.
One month.
中间差一个月。
And I want us to think about the Great Reformation this morning.
我想跟大家一起来思考在过去所发生的伟大的改革。
The greatest reformation of all time.
是创世以来最伟大的改革。
What do you think was the greatest reformation of all time in the history of the church?
大家想在教会历史上最伟大一个改革是什么样的改革?
What comes to your mind?
你们大家会怎么想?
Maybe you think of the great Protestant Reformation.
我们可能会想这些清教徒的改教运动。
When men like Luther and Calvin and Tyndale brought the Bible back to the church.
当在中世纪的时候，马丁路德、加尔文把圣经再一次带回到教会。
And pointed to Christ and the gospel.
指向把一切的信心都指向圣经所指的基督，耶稣基督。
Some call the Reformation the greatest revival in the church since Pentecost.
有人说这个改教运动是自从五旬节以来的教会的最大的一次复兴。
On October 31st, 1517, in Wittenberg, Germany,
在1517年, Wittenberg, 德国, 10月31号,
a monk named Martin Luther nailed his grievances on the chapel door.
马丁路德就把他的95条改革意见钉在了教会的这个门上。
And he was disturbed that the church had left the gospel.
他对这个教会那时候离开了福音，离开了真理，非常的伤心。
And one of his theses said this, number 62.
他的一条意见是63条，是这样说。
The true treasure of the church is the most holy gospel of the glory and grace of God.
在教会最宝贵的一条是我们的耶稣基督的真理。
And he pointed them back to the simplicity of the gospel.
他指明了这个福音的，非常的简单的指明了这个福音。
To the wonder of God's grace in Jesus Christ.
就是在耶稣基督里面神奇妙的救恩，奇妙的恩典。
And churches can drift very easily.
教会很容易随波逐流。
The church in medieval Europe drifted.
在中世纪的欧洲教会随波逐流。
The American church can drift.
现在美国的教会也是一样。
Chinese churches can drift.
中国的教会也会这样。
We can drift.
我们也会随着这个世界而逐流。
Where we cover up the word.
当我们分散在世界各地的时候。
And we cover over the gospel.
我们在看到这个福音的时候。
So people can't see the glory of Jesus anymore.
当我们把这个福音遮盖的时候，人们就不能看到这个耶稣基督的救恩和恩典。
So the reformers pointed back.
所以改革指向最初的。
Back to Christ.
最初的耶稣基督的救恩。
Back to the Bible.
指向最初的耶稣基督所赐给我们的圣经。
And back to the gospel.
指向福音。
They emphasized five key teachings.
有五个维度。
In this great reformation.
在这个宗教改革中指出五个维度。
First, they called the church to return to the Bible and its authority.
要求我们教会回到这个圣经和承认圣经的权威性。
Sola Scriptura, they said.
唯独圣经。
Yeah, there's nothing higher in the church than the Word of God.
在教会里面没有任何事情比神的话语更高。
And our traditions are second to the Word of God.
我们教会的传统比神的话语要低。
And so they translated the Bible into many languages.
所以他们把圣经翻译成很多语言。
So everybody could understand it.
所以每一个人都可以读懂圣经。
And they wrote Bible commentaries in the language of the people.
他们也是去解释圣经，写一些释经的书。
And people like John Calvin wrote a biblical theology for the people.
靠人就写了这个圣经宗述，就是解释这个圣经。
And Luther said, I'm bound to the scriptures.
马丁路德说，我完完全全的附在，就是与圣经结合在一起。
He said, my conscience is captive to the word of God.
我的自我的意识是神真理的俘虏。
A second teaching that they pointed to was this.
另外一个教导是这样。
They called the church to return to the supremacy of Jesus Christ.
他呼召教会回到耶稣基督的权威上。
That he alone is our great high priest.
耶稣基督是我们最高的祭司。
He's our mediator.
他是我们的宗保。
We don't need another mediator.
我们不需要其他的宗保。
In Luther's day, many were praying to the saints.
在路德那个时候呢，有很多人去向圣徒祷告。
They felt Jesus was too holy to come to.
他们认为耶稣基督是太崇高了，都不会跟他们来说话。
And they were too sinful to go to Jesus.
他们也是因为有这么多罪，也没有办法跟基督在一起。
So they said, "Go to Mary."
所以他们说，我们跟玛丽在一起吧。
And then the church said, "But Mary's holy too."
对，然后玛丽也是很神圣。
So they said, "Go to Mary's mother."
所以去跟玛丽的妈妈在一起。
And people became further removed from Jesus.
所以人们就越来离耶稣基督越来越远。
And the reformers said, "Back to Jesus."
改革。
He's our,
说回到耶稣基督那里去。
He's our great high priest.
他是我们的大祭司。
You can approach him in faith.
你用通过信心可以到他那里去。
In Christ alone, right?
只在耶稣里面。
The third teaching was this.
第三个教导是这个。
They said, "Church, go back to the gospel."
教会回到圣经那里去。
So Bible,
圣经
Jesus,
耶稣基督
gospel
和福音。
And they preached.Justification by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone.
他们教导救恩只是通过信心，通过耶稣基督，通过神的恩典。
That God alone is responsible for our salvation.
神完全的我们的救恩在神那里面已经足够。
Our works aren't good enough to earn merit with God.
我们的行为不能够使我们在神面前称义。
Because God's holy and we're sinful.
因为神是圣洁的，而我们是有罪的。
Ephesians 2:8-9 says this.
以弗所说二章八到九节这样说。
Says by grace are you saved through faith.
你们是通过神的恩典来称义。
And it's not of yourselves.
不是因为你们的行为。
It's not of works.
不是你的行为。
So that none of us can boast.
所以你们不可以自夸。
We're saved by grace alone.
我们只是因为神的恩典而得救。
And faith alone.
And 只是通过信心。
We can't earn our way to God's favor.
我们不能通过我们的行为来赚取神的恩典。
You know, we must come to Him empty-handed.
我们必须到他面前只是两手空空。
Our righteousness isn't righteous enough.
我们的公义在神面前并不是公义。
But God in the gospel offers a righteousness from heaven.
但是神在圣经中给我们从天上而来的公义。
The righteousness of Christ.
是耶稣基督的公义。
And by trusting in Christ, we can.Be reconciled to God.
通过相信耶稣基督，我们可以与神和好。
So they preach justification by grace alone through faith alone.
所以他们宣扬通过信心和通过恩典来称义。
Their fourth key teaching was this.
他们第四个教导是这个。
They called the church back to the priesthood of believers.
所以他们让就是使教会能够回到成为人人都是祭司。
They reminded us that we're all equal in Christ.
他告诉我们在耶稣基督面前里面每个人都是平等的。
And while there are ministers in the church, there's no spiritual elite.
我们在这个耶稣基督的这个教会里面没有任何的等级之分。
We all have access to the Savior.
我们每一个人都可以到耶稣基督面前。
We should all have access to the Word.
我们也是每个人都能够来到神的圣言面前。
And so they translated the Word into many languages.
所以他们把圣经翻译成各种语言。
And they wanted worship in many languages.
所以我们用各样的语言来敬拜我们的上帝。
And they said every Christian has the right to read their Bible on their own.
所以他们相信每一个基督徒都有权利来阅读圣经。
And they created many schools.
他们建立了很多的圣经教学校。
And pushed literacy.
来就是建立这个在圣经里面的学术。
So that people everywhere could read.
所以。世上的很多的人在各个地方的人都可以读到圣经
and read the book
来阅读圣经
and as they talked about the priesthood of believers they also realized this
当他们说到人人都是祭司他们这样说
that every believer is called in whatever they do
不管他们做什么样的工作每一个人都是被神呼召的
we're all called to serve God in our work
所以我们在工作当中被呼召来侍奉上帝。
We can serve him in the world every day.
我们可以在这个世界上每天都来侍奉他。
We don't have to join a monastery to be called.
我们不需要到修道院去被呼召。
We can do our work for the glory of God, like 1 Corinthians 10:31 says.
就像是哥林多前书十章三十一节所说的，我们在我们的工作上都可以荣耀上帝。
So many European people, believing that they were priests, went to work.
所以很多的欧洲人他们是这样相信，当他们上班的时候，他们就是作为一个祭司的身份去上班。
And they started working not for themselves but for God.
他们不再是为自己工作，而是在为上帝工作。
And for His glory and His
是为了他的荣耀和他的教会来工作。
Okay, the fifth teaching of the Reformation was this.
第五个教导是。
It was they called the church to return to biblical worship.
他呼召整个的教会回到符合圣经的敬拜上。
Because in those days, worship had really changed.
因为在那个年代，敬拜上帝的方式已经变化了很多。
Not only was there no Bible in your language.
那个时候不仅他们没有这种圣经大家可以读。
But the worship services were done in a language most people didn't understand.
而他们在做在敬拜上帝的时候所用的语言，很多人都不懂。
None of the congregation could sing.
没有这个会众可以去唱歌。
Only those leading the worship sang.
只有那些带领敬拜的那些人可以去唱。
When you had communion, you never got the cup.
在领圣餐的时候，你拿不到杯。
Because they believed it was too holy for you to have the cup.
因为他们相信这个杯对于你来说是太圣洁了。
So the reformers went back to the scriptures.
所以改革派呢就回到了圣经。
They restored the reading of the Bible.
他们重新来阅读圣经。
In their churches, they restored the sermon to a central place.
他们把教会的这个讲道放到了中心地位。
They encouraged our congregations to sing.
他们鼓励我们的会众一起来唱歌，来歌颂上帝。
And they wanted the people to have the bread and the cup.
他们希望所有的信上帝人都一起来领喝杯。
Just like we did this morning.
就像我们今天所做的一样。
And so we're affected by this every Sunday.
所以我们每一个星期天都会受到这个改革的影响。
Even though we forget about it.
虽然有时候我们把这个改革运动已经忘记掉了。
You are a PCA church, so this is your history too.
我们是美国改革宗教会的这个教会，所以这是我们的教会的历史。
And Reformed Theological Seminary looks back to the Reformation as well.
RTS 也是回到这个改革中的观点。
So we don't want our people to forget about these important lessons.
所以我们不希望我们的学生或者我们的会众来忘记这个重要的事情。
And we teach about this great Reformation.
所以我们教导这个伟大的这种改革。
But as much as I love the names of Luther, Calvin, and Tyndale and Knox,
所以我虽然我非常喜欢这些路德、Knox 和 Calvin 这些人的名字。
And as much as I love the 16th century Reformation,
也是很喜欢16世纪的宗教改革运动。
That is not the greatest reformation in the history of the church.
但是那个并不是教会历史上最伟大的改革。
At least not according to scripture.
但是至少不是在圣经中间不是这么说的。
Now open your Bible again to Hebrews chapter 9.
我们一起把圣经再次翻到希伯来书第九章。
I want to tell you about a greater reformation.
我来告诉大家最伟大的改革是什么。
Now Pastor Biao is teaching through Hebrews, right?
对，我们这个教会正在学习 Hebrews。
He said I could preach on any passage I wanted to.
所以陈彪牧师告诉他可以选任何的章节。
So I hope I'm okay here.
Yeah, you're okay.
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 10.
我们一起来看希伯来书第九章第十节。
It says, but deal only with food and drink and various washings and regulations for the body imposed until the time of Reformation.
他说这些事连饮食和住班洗濯的规矩都不过是属肉体的条例，直命令到振兴的时候，其实就是改革的时候为止。
This is the only time most English Bibles use the word Reformation.
这是很多的英文圣经在这时候用到这个Reformation, 就是和合本没有用。
And the Greek word behind this is the word diorthosis.
希腊文是 diorthosis.
It's translated in different ways.
可以被翻译成不同的意思。
Diorthosis in the ESV is translated Reformation.
在 ESV 版本里面说到就是改革。
In the King James, it's translated Reformation.
在 King James 版本里面也是 Reformation.
In the New American Standard, it's translated Reformation.
在新的美国这个圣经里面解释的。也是改革。
In the RSV, it's translated Reformation.
RSV 也是 Reformation.
In the NIV, it's translated New Order.
在 NRV, 就是我们现在用的这个，就是说到中文翻译是振兴，而英文翻译是 New Order.
And in the New Living Translation, it's translated Better System.
在另外一本圣经说到是更好的这个系统。
And in the Chinese contemporary Bible, I couldn't read it because it was in Mandarin.
Yeah, 我们这个 Bible 也是正新, it's like, yeah.
So I can't tell you what it means. But diorthosis means this.
Diorthosis 是这样解释.
It means making something straight that was crooked.
使那些弯曲的事情得到更正.
Taking something that's bent and fixing it back.
使那些弯曲的东西能够重新变直.
Taking something that's deformed and reforming it.
使那些变形的东西重新回到原先的形状.
In this passage, it's a description of the Messiah's time.
在这个章这一节圣经指的是弥赛亚的时间.
Hebrews 9:10 is speaking about the coming of a new covenant.
在这一节里面指向了这个新的条约.
And a great reformation with the coming of Jesus Christ.
这是新约是随着耶稣基督的而来.
I find it interesting that even the Reformation Study Bible doesn't pick up on this.
即使在这个改革中，就是研读版圣经的时候。 很奇怪的一件事情，他没有指出来这一点。
But it tells us that Christ's coming was very significant.
在这里面指出来是耶稣基督的到来是非常的重要。
Verse 11, when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, and then it tells us what came.
就是在十一节的时候说到现在耶稣基督已经来到做了将来大美事的大祭司，然后他就继续的说一些新的事情要来到。
It's telling us that at Advent, a great reformation took place.
他知道这个事情是非常对于改革中，就对于我们这个信仰的这个改革过程中间，这是非常重要的一件事情。
With the appearance of Jesus in Christmas, there was something new to celebrate.
在耶稣基督圣诞的以后，我们会庆祝另外一件事情。
Something crooked was going to be made straight.
在以前那些弯曲的事情会被耶稣基督弄直。
So the Reformation here involves the coming of Jesus Christ into this world.
这个时候是预表的，就是旧约预表的耶稣基督会从新约里面过来。
And that's a very great Reformation, isn't it?
这是非常伟大的一次改革。
Hebrews views the coming of Christ as one complete package.
在希伯来书里面，他认为耶稣基督到来是一个完整的一个，就是包括了很多的东西。
It considers its birth, Christ's death, His new covenant all together.
包括了他的诞生、他的受死和他的复活，还有他的跟我们所立的新约。
When He came, He appeared as our prophet, as our king, but also our priest.
他来的不仅仅是我们的君王，而且是我们的祭司。
Chapter 9 tells us something old was passing away.
第九节告诉我们旧约所指出的那些旧的事情就会过去。
The old covenant that God made with Israel was temporary.
而在这个旧约里面，神跟以色列人所立的这个旧约只是暂时的。
The prophet said, "Behold, the days are coming when the Lord will establish a new covenant."
这些先知们说，看神跟我们所立的新约要通过耶稣基督的到来而到来。
Okay, think of your Bible for a minute.
我们看看，想试一下我们这个圣经。
You have an Old Testament and a New Testament.
我们有旧约和新约。
The word testament is another word for covenant, right?
这些约就是神与我们所立的约。
The Old Testament or covenant is preparatory.
旧约只是一个暂时的。
It's pointing to a better covenant that will come in the Messiah.
指向一个新的约，就是新的耶稣基督这位救世主。
You can think of the entire Old Testament as shouting, "He's coming! He's coming!"
就像我们可以想象，旧约就一直在那呼喊，他就要来了，他就要来了。
And the New Testament shouting back, "He's here! He's here!"
新约就在那回应说，他已经来了，他就在这儿。
God showed up.
神已经向我们显现。
And many things change when Jesus comes into the world.
当耶稣基督来到世界上以后，很多的事情都改变了。
He was establishing a new order.
他建立了一个新的秩序。
It was a time of reformation.
这就是一个改革的时间。
Great reformation.
最伟大的改革时间。
Now, we should never despise the old covenant.
但是我们不应该鄙视旧约。
Remember, the old covenant was a grace gift of God to His people.
因为旧约是神给以色列人的一个礼物。
It was instituted by God.
它是由神而设立的。
It was a gift.
这是神给以色列人的一个礼物。
But it pointed to the good things to come.
但是它指向一个更美好的事情。
Now think of this.
啊，你应该这样想。
The priesthood was a gift.
啊，是祭司的身份也是一个啊礼物。
How can an unholy person stand before a holy God?
作为一个我们不洁的人，怎么能够站在一个圣洁的上帝面前
？I need a mediator.
我们需要一个中保。
Someone who can speak to God and speak for me to God.
有一个人可以替代我们来向神说话。
You need a mediator, right?
我们需要一个中保，是不是
？But the problem was these priests were all sinful.
而在旧约的那些祭司们，其实他们也是有罪的。
They were all human.
我们都是人。
They would die.
他们也会死。
What about the sanctuary?
而这些圣殿又圣所又是什么样
？That was a gift too.
它也是神给我们的礼物。
The temple and the tabernacle were grace gifts to God's people.
而帐幕和这些圣所是神给这些以色列人的一个礼物。
God chose to make himself present in their midst.
神选择去住在以色列人当中。
It's a wonderful thing to think about.
如果我们思想的话，这是怎么样一个奇妙的事情。
God in his mercy said, I will live with you.
神因为透过他的恩典对以色列人说，我要跟你们住在一起。
I will be near you.
我就在你们边上。
For the people of Israel.
对以色列人来说。
But the problem was this.
但是问题是这个。
It was just one place.
但是只是一个地方。
It was far from China.
从离中国很远。
It was far from Castleberry.
对，离 Castleberry 也很远。
You get my point.
呀，你知道，那只是一个地方，实际的地方。
The sanctuary was an incredible gift.
这个圣所是一个非常好的礼物。
But it pointed to something greater.
但是它同样是指向一个更大的事情。
And what about the sacrificial system?
对于那些献祭系统又是怎么样的
？That was a gift as well.
同样也是上帝给以色列人的一个礼物。
Sinful Israelites needed their sins covered.
那些犯罪的以色列人需要用东西来遮盖他们的罪。
God gave them a means to cover it up.
所以神就给了他们一个方法来遮盖他们的罪。
So they could come into His presence.
所以他那些以色列人可以来到神的面前。
God appointed this system.
神设立了这个献祭系统。
And this system taught Israel important lessons.
这个系统教导以色列人非常重要的功课。
The sacrificial system taught them that sin demands death.
献祭系统告诉以色列人说，罪一定会导致死亡。
It taught them that a spotless lamb is needed.
所以告诉他们需要一个没有瑕疵的羔羊。
It taught them that sin could be covered.
告诉他们，罪可以被遮盖。
But without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin.
但如果不流血，就没有办法遮盖罪。
And the blood of animals was not sufficient. Period, I guess.
而那些死的这些献祭的这些牲畜，没有对遮盖罪这件事情上根本是不够的。
You went to the temple and you killed an animal.
你到圣殿去杀了一个动物。
But it had to be repeated.
但是你每年都要这样做。
It was never enough.
因为这个献祭是不够的。
So countless animals were sacrificed in the Old Testament.
所以在旧约里面，很多的动物都已经因为这个献祭系统被屠杀。
And there were countless cleansing laws.
所以他们那里面有很多的洁净的礼节。
They had to be repeated.
他们必须每年都这么做。
Over and over again.
每年每年每时每刻都是这样的，重复的去做。
But Hebrews says these were all temporary.
希伯来书这边说，这些事情都是暂时的。
Temporary until the time of Reformation.
直到这个改革的时候到来。
Temporary until the time of Jesus Christ.
直到耶稣基督来到来。
Something new was coming.
一个新的事情发生了。
Something better was about to be revealed.
一个更好的事情会向你展示。
Like what?
是什么呢？
Well, Hebrews chapter 8, 9, and 10 tell us about this.
在第八章第九节和第十节告诉我们。
Hebrews 7 tells us about a new and better priesthood.
在第七章的时候告诉我们这个一个新的大祭司的系统。
Instead of priests who die, we have a priest who lives.
我们在旧约里面那些大祭司都死了，但是在新约里面我们有一个永活的大祭司。
Instead of priests who sin, we have a sinless priest.
在旧约里面有那些犯罪的祭司，而在新约里面我们有个无罪的祭司。
A priest who lives forever.
我们有一个永活的大祭司
who can save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him.
所以这通过大家通过相信他可以来到上帝面前罪被赦免。
A priest who didn't need to sacrifice for his own sins.
而这个大祭司不需要因为他自己的罪而献祭。
That's a better priest, isn't it?
这是一个更好的大祭司，不是吗？
A priest who's sufficient for your sins.
这个大祭司能够足够让我们的罪得赦免。
And for my sins.
使我的罪得赦免。
Then Hebrews tells us about a new and better sanctuary and covenant.
在第九章的时候告诉我们一个更好的这个约和更好的圣所。
That's what chapter 8 is about.
在第八章的时候告诉我们。
It tells us that the old covenant was a shadow of other things.
在第八章告诉我们旧约是新约的影子。
That it would become obsolete soon.
在旧约就会很快就会过时。
That it couldn't perfect the consciences of the worshipper.
旧约不能够使我们这些敬拜者的良心得到完全。
Yeah, and so there's a new covenant coming.
所以有新约的到来。
Just like Jeremiah promised.
就像是耶利米所说的。
And a better sanctuary.
一个更好的圣所。
A heavenly sanctuary.
一个属天的圣所。
So that people from all around the world could come to it through Christ anytime.
所以世上所有的人都可以通过耶稣基督来到这里。
It's called a greater and more perfect tent.
这个更好更美的一个圣所。
Amen to that.
Amen to that.
And then there was a new and better sacrifice.
而且有更好的献祭系统。
That's what chapter 9 talks about.
这是第九章告诉我们的。
That the sacrifice of Jesus was once for all.
耶稣基督的献祭是一次献祭，永远献祭。
A sacrifice of untold merit.
是完完全全的一次献祭。
No more blood of goats and calves.
不需要牛和羊的血。
Instead, we have the blood of the eternal Son.
因为我们有完全的救主在我们的血。
That's offered one time.
它只是一次献祭。
We celebrate this in communion.
我们在这个圣餐上，我们纪念了这耶稣基督的这一次献祭。
It's a better sacrifice, isn't it?
这是更好的献祭，不是吗？
So Scripture calls it an eternal redemption.
所以。圣经告诉我们这是永远的救赎。
And it calls Christ an eternal priest.
说耶稣基督是永远的祭司。
And it calls the sanctuary an eternal sanctuary.
告诉我们的圣殿是永远的圣殿。
And it calls the new covenant an eternal covenant.
新约是永远的约。
You know, this is all about the Great Reformation.
这就是关于一个最伟大的一个改革。
So when you think about it, and you compare it to the Protestant Reformation,
我们看一看就是说比较这两个改革。
I mean, the Protestant Reformation was important.
跟正教这种改革是非常重要的。
And churches need to come back to those things.
所有的教会要回到最初的圣经。
But Scripture is very clear about the greatest Reformation.
但是圣经指明的这个最大的这个改革。
That it came in Jesus Christ.
是从耶稣基督而来。
And of course, that's why the Reformers pointed back to Jesus.
同样，我们这些改革者也是指向耶稣基督。
And I want you to never forget the Great Reformation.
所以我希望大家不要忘记我们这个最伟大的改革。
As you celebrate Advent and Christmas, think about the Great Reformation that Jesus brought.
当我们庆祝圣诞节的时候，我们也同样也来思考。耶稣基督带给我们的改革。
But Hebrews doesn't end here.
但是希伯来书不仅仅是停在这儿。
The good news is that there's still more.
还有更好的消息。
Chapter 9 and chapter 10 and chapter 11 and 12 and 13 talk about something that's still coming.
第九章一直到第十二章告诉我们还有更多的好的事情来到。
Look at verse 28 of chapter 9.
我们看第二十八节第九章第二十八节。
It says, Christ having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time.
耶稣基督这样一次被献，担当了许多的罪，将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现。
To save those who eagerly wait for him.
而那些人是渴望他的显现。
So in Christ, we can think of two comings.
在耶稣基督里面我们可以想象两次到来。
And two great reformations.
两次改革。
Remember what reformation means.
请大家注意这个改革到底代表什么。
Making straight what's crooked.
使弯曲的正直。
Reforming what's been deformed.
重新改变那些变形的东西。
So in the first coming, Christ dealt with our sins.
耶稣基督的第一次来是关于我们的罪。
Dying upon a cross for us.
所以他在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
In the second coming, he will make the world completely right.
而在第二次到来的时候，他会改变整个世界，变成一个合他心意的世界。
This is the next improvement to come.
这是第二次的振兴。
He will restore what's out of line.
他会使那些败坏的事情重新回到正路上。
Just think about that for a second.
大家想一想。
What's out of line?
那些败坏的事情是什么呢？
What's still broken?
那些被破坏的事情是什么？
My niece Jenny, her lungs are broken.
我的侄女见她的肺有问题。
She's in the hospital right now.
她在医院里面。
She has a disease and just got a lung transplant.
她做了这个
She's fighting for
her, 移植手术。
She's fighting for her life today.
他今天正在那儿与死亡征战。
You read in the news about things that are out of line.
我们在新闻里面看到了一些败坏的事情。
You read about ISIS.
我们看到这个 ISIS.
You read about race relations in the United States.
我们看到这个这个种族的这个问题。
You read about the pollution of creation.
我们看到这个世界污染的问题。
You read about diseases like Ebola.
我们听到这个 Ebola 这种疾病的问题。
We read of national tensions and wars.
我们看到各种各样的世界上的问题。
And Scripture says all creation is groaning and waiting.
圣经上说，所有的被造者都被造的都在呻吟在等待。
Waiting for things to be reordered.
等待从所有的事情重新变得正直。
And Hebrews spends most of its time focused on that first coming.
在希伯来书里面，作者用了大量的笔墨来写第一次来改革。
But it does speak a little bit about what's ahead.
但是他也说一点关于第二次耶稣基督再来的事情。
About the next great reformation.
是关于第二次改革。
Chapter 9 verse 28 says Christ will appear a second time.
在第九章第二十八节说耶稣基督会第二次再来。
Look at chapter 10 verse 13.
我们一起来看第十章第十一节，第十三节。
It says a time is coming when all his enemies will become his footstool.
当他再次来的时候，他的仇敌就变成了他的脚凳。
Chapter 11 tells us that a time is coming when there will be a new city.
在第十一章告诉我们，耶稣基督再来的时候，我们就有一个新的城。
And its designer and builder is God.
而神的设计者和建造者就是上帝。
Hebrews 11, 10, and 14, and 16.
在第十一章第十节、第十四节和第十六节。
So we have a better homeland and a better country. It's from heaven.
他说到我们都有一个更好的家乡，一个更好的国是从天而降的。
And it says God has prepared this city.
他说到神为这我们来预备这么一个城。
And this city is going to come.
这个城会来。
And when it does, it will be a day of great reformation, won't it?
当这个神再来的时候，难道不是一个更伟大的改革吗？
A day of reordering.
再一次更新的这个时间的到来。
Because of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督的第二次到来。
And that city will be a place where peace and justice reign.
在那个城里面有平安，有公义。
So on this, in this Reformation season, I want you to think bigger.
在这个庆祝改革，宗教改革的这个时候，我希望大家有更想的更多。
I want your thoughts to be shaped by the scriptures.
我希望你们的思想能够被圣经所塑造。
About God's great reforming works.
看看神所做的最大的伟大的改革的事情。
His work in Christ and the church.And in creation itself.
他在基督里面的工作，他在教会里面的工作，和他在造这个世界上的工作。
I want you to know clearly the great Reformation and the great Reformer.
我希望大家能知道这个最大的这个改革和最大的改革者。
So what do we do with all this?
那我们有了这么个知识，我们会做些什么呢？
Let me wrap it up with a brief application.
我跟大家讲一下，简单的讲一下应用。
Now remember, this was written to Hebrew Christians.
记住这些希伯来书是写给这些犹太的这个基督徒的。
They were being persecuted.
他们被逼迫。
And they were tempted to drift away because of the persecution.
因为逼迫他们有时候是随波逐流，甚至想回到旧的体系当中去。
Most of them were tempted to go back to Judaism.
因为很多人就想我们重新回到犹太教的。
And so Hebrews is written to say, don't do it.
希伯来书的作者告诉他们不要这么做。
The book is designed to point them back to Jesus.
这个书就是指导他们回到耶稣基督。
There's a pastoral concern here.
在这个里面有一个有作者有一种担心。
Saying don't drift away.
不要随波逐流。
But hold on to him.
去紧紧牢牢抓住耶稣基督。
Now our danger is probably not drifting towards Judaism.
我们的危险不仅大概不是回到犹太教那边去。
But more towards drifting towards Babylon.
而是回到这个败坏的世界那里去，巴比伦。
The spirit of our age.
在属那些天空掌权者的首领。
Which pulls us away from Christ.
那些邪灵使我们离开耶稣基督。
And so the message of Hebrews is as relevant to us as it was to them.
所以希伯来书的这个信息对我们现在和对于那些旧的希伯来人是一样的。
So what should we do?
我们怎么做呢？
You find the answer in chapter 10.
我们可以在第十章看到答案。
Verse 19 to 25.
从第十九节到第二十五节。
The writer of Hebrews gives us the application for the whole section.
在这一段这个希伯来书作者给了我们完整的应用。
And he says, there's a threefold call here.
在这里面有第三重的呼召。
That begins with the words, "Let us."
让我们。
Look at verse 19.
我们看第十九节。
Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Christ.
他说，弟兄们，我们既然应耶稣基督的血，可以坦然进入至圣所。
By the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is through his flesh.
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
And since we have a great high priest over the house of God,
又一位大祭司治理神的家。
Let us.
让我们。
Okay, then there are three things. Let us what?
让我们做什么呢？
Verse 22, number one. Let us draw near to him.
让我们来到耶稣基督面前，来到神面前。
This is how he applies it.
所以这就是一种应用。
Given this reformation and what is to come and the pressures that we face,
对这种改革我们面临的这么多的压力,
let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith.
就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
With hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience.
因为我们心中的天良的亏欠已经洒去。
Okay, this reminds us that we need to constantly be drawing near to Jesus.
这就提醒我们要时时刻刻地来到基督面前。
That those who care about reformation or being reformed always need to draw near to Jesus.
对那些要改革而我们在心里被改变的人要不断地要回到耶稣基督那里去。
He is the great reformer.
他是一个最大的改革者。
Being reformed is about ultimately coming to him.
我们通过来到他面前来被改变。
And to that, Luther and Calvin would say, Amen.
在 Luther 和 Calvin 都会说 Amen.
And as we come to him, we wait for the next reordering.
当我们来到他面前的时候，我们等待了那一次的改变。
For the next deorthosis.
第二次的再来，第二次的改变。
We wait for his return.
我们等待他的第二次再来。
And we watch.
我们在那边观望。
Then it says, secondly,
第二
verse 23.
在第二三节。
Let us hold fast.
当我们坚守,
hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
让我们要坚守我们所承认的指望不致动摇，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
As we wait, we hold on to the truth of the word.
当我们等待的时候，我们紧紧抓住神的话语的真理。
And we hold fast to the truth of the gospel.
我们紧紧抓住圣这个救恩的真理。
And we grow deeply in the scriptures.
我们在圣经里面向下扎根。
So that when the world whispers to us, we keep our heads.
当世界在说我们面在我们面前引诱我们的时候，我们不致摇动。
And we don't give up.
我们不致退后。
We are people of hope.
因为我们是有希望的人。
And when people give up around us, they see us as people of hope.
当那些我们周围的人看到我们，就知道我们是有盼望的人。
So let us hold fast the confession of our hope.
所以我们要谨守，坚守我们所承认的指望。
Okay, now here's the third way he applies it.
这是第三个应用时。
Verse
24. 第二十四节。
Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works.
我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Not neglecting meeting together as is the habit of some.
不要彼此来忽视。
Okay, so here we have the encouragement.
所以在后面会有很多的鼓励。
We encourage one another.
我们互相鼓励。
We encourage each other to live out the kingdom.
我们互相鼓励要为神的国而活。
As your vision statement says, to make the kingdom, the invisible kingdom visible.
就像我们这个教会的说的是耶稣基督的见证。
Through acts of love.
通过爱。
And forgiveness.
通过赦免。
And standing for justice.
通过行公义
being peacemakers
通过与人和睦
stirring one another to good works of love and hope
所以要彼此相顾激发爱心和勉励行善
and then look at the last words there
我们看最后一个
verse 25
二十五节
and all the more as you see the day drawing near
在那日子临近就更当如此
what day is that
那个日子是什么样的日子呢
That is the next great day of reformation.
这就是耶稣基督第二次来最第二次改变的日子。
The day of reordering. When Jesus returns, and he makes all things new,
a new
heaven,
新的天,
and a new earth.
新的地,
may you take heart in the great reformation that Scripture talks about.
May
you be reformed in that way. By the Word of God, the powerful gospel of Jesus,
通过耶稣基督, 全备的福音,
and by the reforming work of our great high priest.
通过, 我们大祭司, 最大祭司的这种改变,
and all God's people said, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let me pray. It's so easy to drift, Heavenly Father.
天的天父上帝, 随波逐流是何等的容易,
and some of us have been drifting. We've been listening more to the voices of our culture than the voice of your word. And we see the hope that you've given us today. Thank you that you are making all things new.
谢谢你,
thank you that you're a God who draws near to us.
感谢你,
thank you that your work is to reform individuals.
神啊,
hearts and minds,
心和灵,
churches and families,
教会和家庭,
so do a new work in us.
求你的工作在我们心中,
as we stand between Reformation Day and Advent,
在这个 Reformation Day 和 Advent 这两个季节中间,
as we wait for the great day to come,
当我们等待最伟大的, 你第二次到来的时候,
help us to hold on,
让我们来坚守住,
and to hold fast,
牢牢地抓住,
and to hold each other up,
彼此来照顾,
we pray this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名,
Amen.
Amen.